Okay, here we go with the fourth and final segment of this first program on why WCGA needs to be our flagship of American patriotism and Christian witness, and why the listening audience needs to come alongside and take a proactive role in making sure that this station grows to what it needs to be. We're little, we're small. Folks, I have a little organization called the Christian Everyday Joe, and I am, without false humility, about as average as any person can possibly be. We live in the average median house in Clay County, the cost. My income has been, for the most part, pretty much near the national average for a household of our size. A few minor perturbations, but for most of the time, we have had just enough money for the month that's left. But God has been faithful to His Word. In Proverbs 30, verses 7 through 9, it says, "Two things I ask of you, Father God, give them to me before I die. Keep vanity and lying lips far from me. Feed me with food that is sufficient for my needs. Don't give me poverty that I steal and profane your name, or that I have wealth and shrug my shoulders and say, 'Who is God?' Feed me with food sufficient for my needs." And we have seen that. God has always provided for our family the needs that has had, that we've had. And I believe that God will do that for you. He will do that for this station if we will focus on the task at hand. Proverbs is very clear, I think, in the 23rd and the 28th chapters of Proverbs. It says basically, hey, don't waste your time hastening to be rich, for rich things just don't do you much good. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. That's in the Beatitudes in the book of Matthew. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And we worry in our nation too much about money, but let's focus individually on thanking God for what we have and preserving that institution of American democracy and freedom that we have known. We preserve it, help preserve it through this station. And we will trust that God will provide the finances to allow us to expand. And I would presuppose God would likewise bless you for joining in helping support. There's no formal giving system or anything like that. We're not doing that. But just by word of mouth, if we can add advertisers and we can have people willing to come along and pay to say, you know, a few bucks to get on the air and say, this is who I am. I love America. This is who I am. I love my Father God. I love Jesus Christ. Then we'll be able to make this thing take off and run as it should. But it's going to be a joint effort. It's going to be all of us working together. So, in the final couple minutes of this final segment, let me ask that you do this. First of all, we covet your prayers, except this endeavor is covered by prayer, it's not going to succeed. And the prayer specifically is for health, for Wes and Dee, and those other people involved, for financial underwriting and resources to allow this station to maintain its ministry, to bring people on board who are articulate and can voice with a local voice over the air these issues that we want to present, not just relying on national hosts, but articulate local people who, well, they have something to say. I think of Clint Day as example. His program on the weekend, Speaking the Truth in Love is an excellent, excellent program. But in getting other people to listen, in multiplying your listenership by adding two or three other people through what you do, but praying, and get others to pray, get your church to pray for this station. And then, obviously, keep your radio dial tuned to AM 1100. Get a bumper sticker and put it on there. Encourage Wes and Beth, Wes and Dee, when you see them. And consider being just an active voice in the community supporting what they're doing. Well, we're in the final minute of the first program of why we need to support WCGA. And I hope you're beginning to think a little bit about not just being a set of ears and sort of agreeing, well, yeah, I like what they're saying and America's in trouble, but really deciding to do something, to act. Do you believe? What do you believe? Huh? What do you really believe? As a result of what you really believe, what are you doing about it? And if you believe, as I do, that America is in grave trouble spiritually and grave trouble in a secular sense, then let's come aboard and help change things. This station has the opportunity to do it. And pray God we can cause the great reawakening in America from when the first one began. Hey, thanks for tuning in. God bless you.